Hello, and thanks for joining in on today's daily devotion. Today is Saturday, April 2nd, the seventh day of the Hebraic week. And everybody says, Hallelujah. Our verse today is Acts chapter 12, verse 6. The night before Herod was to bring him to trial, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and sentries stood guard at the entrance. This was no small time for Peter. A dark cloud was truly hovering at this time. Herod just had James, the brother of John, murdered. What a devastating time for Peter and all the believers at this time. And since James's death pleased the Jews, Herod is now about to put Peter on trial. Yet, we see that Yahweh had a different plan for Peter. While Peter is bound between these guards, we read this in verse 7. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared, and a light shone in the cell. He struck Peter on the side and woke him up. "Quick, get up," he said, and the chains fell off Peter's wrists. Then the angel said to him, "Put on your clothes and sandals," and Peter did so. "Wrap your cloak around you and follow me," the angel told him. Peter followed him out of the prison, but he had no idea what the angel was doing was really happening. He thought he was seeing a vision. They passed the first and second guards and came to the iron gate leading to the city. It opened for them by itself, and they went through it. When they had walked the length of one street, suddenly the angel left him. Then Peter came to himself and said, "Now I know, without a doubt, that the Lord sent his angel and rescued me from Herod's clutches and from everything the Jewish people were anticipating." This is definitely a scene that belongs in the movies, doesn't it? The point is this. You may be in a time where it just seems there is truly no way out. But remember, Yahweh is in charge. He is always in charge. Whether we are to be killed like James or spared like Peter, may we always be faithful to Yahweh. He is always in charge. Let this be a focus in your time of meditation throughout the day. Until tomorrow, Shalom.